Weather conditions across the northern plains and upper Midwest are expected to vary greatly as we move forward through these next several days, but nothing too extreme is expected. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We are expecting today to be mostly dry. Tomorrow will probably be the same, but there will be a few showers tomorrow that will pop up initially in the Missouri River Valley, and they will try to move eastward, but they will most likely fall apart as they do so. The next better opportunity will be tomorrow night going into Thursday morning, and those will be brief showers and thunderstorms as well. A better opportunity for rain will develop Thursday afternoon going into Friday. Those storms might be a little bit stronger, bringing in the potential for maybe a little bit of hail and damaging wind, but the precipitation should end as we get into Friday afternoon, and we'll see some drier air once again pushing back across the region. Today's high temperatures are expected to be mostly confined to readings that are going to be in the 70s and some 80s. The majority of the temperatures are expected to turn warmer as we go forward into the day on Wednesday, with afternoon temperatures then working their way upward into the 80s and some 90s. The warmest air will be present over the central and western Dakotas, with readings getting well into the 90s. An increased opportunity for showers, as I mentioned before, on Thursday will make it more difficult for the temperatures to be as warm that afternoon as they will be tomorrow, and so we'll be seeing temperatures mostly upper 80s and lower 90s at that point in time. As we move into Friday, cooler air will definitely overspread the region, and highs will be mostly confined to the 70s across the area, with a few lower 80s in the south and east parts of our region, and a few possible upper 60s out to the west. I don't expect to see those 60s very often. Most of it will be outside our listening area. As we move on into Saturday and Sunday, warmer air will be returning, with readings by Sunday back into the 80s and lower 90s. Our nighttime temperatures throughout this forecast period will be primarily 50s and 60s, and then the rain that is expected to occur is going to be rather varied and mostly light initially until we get into that Thursday night, Friday time period. At that point, we will see some stronger storms. So any precipitation that occurs tomorrow is expected to be basically trace amounts, upwards to a couple tenths of an inch, with coverage no more than about 15 to 20%. So most of us will have a second day of dry weather tomorrow, but tomorrow night going into Thursday we'll see the coverage of the rain increasing to around 40%, and we'll likely see rain totals running from a tenth of an inch to maybe 4 or 5 tenths of an inch. The greater rains are likely to occur Thursday night going into Friday morning, at which time we'll see some local totals in the range of 1/2 to 1.5 inches. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.